Oh, yes. Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
Hour number two of Overtime on your Tuesday, 865-546-8200, 546-8200 is our number to hop on the Fan Run phone lines here. Tennessee baseball still trailing 2-1 to Auburn, moving into the top of the fourth, coming back at, from his commercial.
I believe so.
Top of the fourth, bottom of the third, something like that. A tight one down there in Hoover. Let's hope the Volatiles can pull at least one out in their trip down to Alabama. Okay, Rick, you missed it yesterday.
I'm going to grab my headphones. This is a big moment.
Get your headphones in. This is the second time we're doing this. Well, we had all the time off last week because of my surgical procedure and my recovery.
Yeah.
And we had three straight days we did not do overtime. Cole McCormick took it upon himself to do some work. Do some work on a little new intro.
You did this.
Little project of his.
I did.
Let's go.
You know we bring it to you every day at the top of the 7 o'clock hour here. It is the daily recruiting update that Cole McCormick gives you all the updates for Tennessee football, basketball, and any other sports that the recruiting trail is involved in. And he put together his own little intro. This has a soundtrack to it now, Rick. Are you ready?
I love that.
I think Rick will like the music in it. I'll just go ahead and give it a precursor.
I think he'll
like it.
Without further ado, let's do this for the second time. It is time for the recruiting update.
Philip Fulmer has been doused with Tostitos chips, perhaps. Who cares? Here come Tennessee fans from everywhere. Here comes media from everywhere. You can count it down with us. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The national champion is clad in big orange.
Are you ready for it?
Okay, let's start things off tonight with Jason Marshall. Mr. Marshall's out of Miami, Florida.
Rick, it's Friday Night Lights.
Is this Friday Night Lights?
Yes! I told you you'd like it.
Texas Forever.
Texas Forever, baby.
Forever 6.
Anyway, Jason Marshall out of Miami Palmetto High School. He's a corner in the 2021 class, 6'2", 180 pounds. Let's see, he has received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, beyond blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag go Vols. Let's see, a four-star guy according to 247 Sports composite rankings. 80th overall player in the 2021 class according to them. Fourth overall corner in the class and 11th best player out of the state of Texas. Florida. Wow, this music's getting to me. Current crystal ball predictions, only one, 100% to Miami. Other offers come from Florida, Florida State, Miami, Baylor, and Boston College to go along with his new Tennessee offer. Next, Patrick Jenkins has also been given a scholarship to Tennessee. Mr. Jenkins tweets, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. He's a strong side defensive end in the 2020 class out of Marrero, Louisiana at John Eret High School, I believe is how you say that. 6'2", 285 pounds. Three-star guy, according to 247 Sports rankings. 33rd over strong side defensive end in the class and 32nd best player out of Louisiana. Other offers for Mr. Jenkins come from Colorado, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado State, and Louisiana. So congratulations to him. We move on. Leonard Taylor has also been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets... Thank you for rubbing the mic, Rick.
I didn't rub it. I hit it.
Okay.
Was that loud?
On accident.
I didn't have headphones
in. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
It would, I think my voice drowned it out. But anyway, we
very
move on.
Professional.
Leonard Taylor is up next, a defensive tackle out of Miami, Florida. He has also been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag go Vols. Mr. Taylor, 6'4", 240-pound prospect out of Miami Palmetto High School. He is in the 2021 class, 18th overall defensive tackle in the class, 28th best player out of Florida, and four-star prospect. Crystal ball predictions 100% to Miami. Shocker. Other offers come from Auburn, Georgia, Miami, Alabama, and Arkansas State, and then, of course, Tennessee, to name a few. We move on to Jake Brigenstuhl. He has also been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, excited to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag GBO. Mr. Brigenstuhl, in-state kid out of Brentwood, Tennessee, over at Ravenwood High School. He's a tight end in the 2021 class, already an absolute unit. 6'6 and a half, 220 pounds. No rankings at the moment, interestingly enough. Current crystal ball predictions, even though he's an in-state kid, this is a very interesting prediction to me, at least. 100% to Michigan State. I don't know where the tie comes from, but I'm sure there is one. Other offers come from Arkansas, Georgia Tech, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisville, and, of course, Tennessee. Excuse me. We move on to the hardwood for just a second. Harrison Ingram has been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, it was a pleasure speaking with Coach Oliver this evening. I am elated to say I received a scholarship offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag Go Vols. Hashtag Rocky Top. Mr. Ingram, a pretty big kid, a forward in the 2021 class, 6'7", 200 pounds, out of Dallas, Texas at St. Mark's High School and or Academy.
I'm not a big fan of St. Mark's personally.
Oh, no. It's not a good omen.
They beat our butts.
Oh.
Many a time.
Oh, well. Well, I will tell you, he's a five-star forward in the 2021 class, second best player in the state of Texas for the class, and 25th overall player nationally, so a big-time guy. Other offers come from Baylor, Kansas, Ole Miss, Stanford, TCU, and now Tennessee. A few more for the night. Damian Robinson has also been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, blessed and honored to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag all for Rod. Hashtag go Vols. Excuse me, kind of losing my voice over here. Mr. Robinson is an outside linebacker. I don't know what's going on. Out of Maryland.
Are you okay?
I think so. I think something flew into my throat.
Do we need to get the EpiPens?
No, I'm good.
Oh.
I'm good. Out of Gaithersburg, Maryland at Quincy Orchard Academy and or high school. I'm not really sure. In the 2021 class, 6'4", 210 pounds, four-star guy according to 247 Sports, 13th overall outside linebacker in the class, and 8th best player out of Maryland for the 2021 class. Other offers come from Kentucky, UMass, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and then, of course, your Tennessee Volunteers. Next, Malik Miega has also received a scholarship offer from Tennessee. Let's see here. He is out of, actually, I think we did this guy yesterday. He's out of Quebec. Yeah, we did do him yesterday. But, well, I'll mention him again. Out of Quebec, 77th overall wide receiver in this year's class, three-star guy, number one player out of Quebec. Got to get those Canadians. You got to love them. And then, last but certainly not least for tonight, Isaiah Brevard has been given a scholarship offer to Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag go Vols. Mr. Brevard out of South Haven, Mississippi at South Haven High School, 6'3", 180-pound receiver in the 2021 class. No rankings at the moment. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. With a new, fresh Tennessee offer, he holds other offers from Arkansas, Duke, Georgia, Indiana, and Louisville. Big-time receiver in next year's class gets a scholarship offer from Tennessee, and you always like to see that. And that will conclude the Tuesday edition of the Recruiting Update. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Cole.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Cole, per usual here. Rick, what did you think about our new intro that Cole made?
This gets me. It gets me in the feels.
Me too.
I'm a big fan.
Me too.
Tim Riggins. Jason Street.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
That's right.
It's the best. One of the guys in my summer school class gave me the movie Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
The movie though to watch.
It's very good. Have you never seen it?
What, do you have it with you? I think Rick has it with him.
I believe I have it with me.
Uh-oh.
I think Rick has the physical copy with him he's trying to find.
It's a fantastic movie. I will say the series.
No, it's in my car.
Okay.
I haven't gotten a chance to watch it yet. But I'm kind of, I don't know why, I'm very hesitant to watch it. I don't know why. I think it's because the...
You don't want it to ruin the series?
And
you don't want it to take the place of the series?
In a weird way, neither.
Oh.
Like, it could never take the place of it. And I don't think it's a bad movie from everything I've heard. But it's just not my Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I saw the movie before I saw the series.
Okay.
And the series, in my opinion, is much better than the movie. Although the movie is very good. Even though it's the same title, it's almost two different stories.
So the Friday Night Lights movie got an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good movie.
And the TV show, 96.
Yeah. So
excellent score for the TV show. Yeah. I was not expecting a 96.
Tim McGraw's in it, the movie.
Really?
Yeah. He's like the mean drunk dad.
Okay, here's a fun fact, because we are a Tennessee sports radio show. Friday Night Lights was shot partially in Pflugerville, Texas, a.k.a. the home of one Al Sulare for the Tennessee Volunteers.
Oh,
I think it's Ricky Martinez.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's Ricky Martinez. Home of one Ricky Martinez for the Tennessee Volunteers.
The movie or the series?
Series.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Okay.
Pflugerville.
Yeah, the
pronounced
movie.
Pronounced with a P. The P is silent.
P-F-L.
The movie is very good. It's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
One of my favorite sports movies. Let me say that.
Why am I hesitant
Cole
to watch it then?
And Rick, have either of you seen Varsity Blues?
No.
No.
Okay. I was going to say, Rick, do a quick comparison. What's the Rotten Tomatoes score for Varsity Blues? I'm just wondering. I feel like when people think like a high school football movie, like the only like two, like, well, there's more than
yikes.
Oh, is it bad?
41.
Ooh!
Dirk Nowitzki, baby.
That was the one with James Vanderbeek. And the one where he tells us that I don't want your life.
It also had Paul Walker in it.
Oh, that's R.I.P.
Right.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
That is right.
R.I.P.
I feel like a lot of people like Varsity Blues. I remember seeing some clips of Varsity Blues when I was like a kid, and I thought it was like, I couldn't comprehend what I was watching. Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe I'll try to find this. I feel like I remember a while back someone like Barstool or something else doing a top sports movies of all time bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Varsity Blues was a
16.
No, I actually think it was a 1.
Really? No, there's no way.
Really?
I don't think that's worthy of a 1 seed.
Interesting.
I'm going to assume the 1 seed in that bracket. Okay. Remember the Titans had to be a 1 seed.
Has to be.
Rocky has to be a 1 seed.
Yeah.
You were talking about a sports movie.
Remember the Titans.
Okay. Was Rocky had to be a 1 seed. It's freaking Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me. Don't.
I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
Oh, found it. It was ESPN.
Rocky's a 1, please.
Yeah, we actually almost nailed the 1 seeds.
Oh.
1 seeds. Rocky, Remember the Titans, Hoosiers, Field of Dreams.
Ah, Hoosiers.
God, these are such good movies. Oh, man. 2 seeds, The Sandlot, Rudy, most overrated movie ever.
Yeah.
Caddyshack, Space Jam. Number 3, Miracle. Maybe the GOAT.
Miracle?
Miracle is maybe the only movie that I can watch every single time and get just like the most ultimate goosebumps.
Okay.
Miracle, Rocky II, Major League, Happy Gilmore, 4 seed, Talladega Nights, A League of Their Own, Friday Night Lights, Any Given Sunday.
Friday Night Lights is too low.
Varsity Blues was a... Can't find it.
Wow.
Did it not make the bracket?
Probably didn't make the bracket then.
That doesn't make sense. I feel like.
Interesting.
But anyway, Rick, you need to watch it. I get the you being hesitant, especially being a Texan. I can understand that.
Yeah, this is culture to me.
It is.
Every single guy I went to high school with, I was friends with, has seen the series probably twice.
Okay.
It's Texas culture, man. It's Texas culture as much as guns, oil,
freedom,
horses,
and big belt buckles.
Horses in the back.
Rick, let me give you my opinion.
Okay.
In my opinion, the movie does more justice to the pageantry and tradition of high school football in Texas than the series.
Ooh, that's a strong claim.
I don't want to watch it now. I don't believe you.
You scared Rick.
I'm serious.
You scared Rick.
By the way they show it and portray it and all of that, yeah, it does. I know it's hard to believe, but they do. And that's just my opinion. You may not think so, but I think the movie is very well done when it comes to the football side.
Hey, we're going to fill out this bracket during the break. I'm very excited.
Go right ahead and do that. Before we hit the break, though, give you an update of what action you got tonight in the world of pro sports here. 8:30 tip-off here. You got Game 4 in the Eastern Conference Finals between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. Another game north of the wall for the Bucks, who lead 2-1. Toronto saved themselves from being down in an 0-3 hole by winning in double overtime the other night. And also, on the ice for Hackey, you got Game 6 of your Western Conference Final here. This is a series determining who will face the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Final. You got the San Jose Sharks and the St. Louis Blues. This game in St. Louis where the Blues have a 3-2 series lead. Rick, I assume you're rooting like hell for the Sharks.
I'm going to be honest. I don't really care about hockey anymore.
You're just like all the casual fans around here.
I'm just like most of the Predators fans.
There's
here.
No difference.
We care about our teams when they're in the playoffs.
There's
when
no
they're
difference
not in the playoffs,
there.
We don't care.
Putt drops at 8 o'clock in that one. That's your update for tonight. Real quick predictions, though. Do we think Toronto comes back in the Eastern Conference Finals? We don't really have to have analysts at this one. I'm just curious to get people's thoughts. I think Toronto's still going to lose this series.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Yes. They
okay.
lose.
We are all in agreement then. 865-546-8200. I guess we're going to fill out this sports movie bracket.
We're going to talk more about the movie because there's some stuff I forgot to tell you, Rick.
We're not.
While you do that during the break, Rick also has to prepare during the break because coming back, we're going to do for the final time Rick's Wrestling Minute. The fifth and the final time, a long history tradition here on Overtime. You don't want to miss that. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Cruising along here in hour number two of Overtime. We've been filling out this bracket. We've been doing it Fast and Furious style, man.
Yeah, we have.
Where are we at right now?
I'm about one of the picks.
Tell us.
These guys, these idiots.
Whoa!
The Sandlot over Miracle. Are you kidding me? I get baseball.
You're in the minority.
I love baseball, okay? I'm in the minority. It's when the United States of America ended the Cold War.
We're talking about
The greatest sports game in the history of sports games. We defeated USSR. We ended the entire Cold War with a hockey game.
No, we didn't. The Cold War lasted for like another 9 years.
No, it didn't.
The Soviets could have just nuked us the next day if they wanted to.
False. We, and we ended their lives. Miracle.
I wonder how much of the general population knows that wasn't the gold medal game in those Olympics. You still have one more game to go.
Doesn't matter. The real gold medal was beating the USSR.
Rick,
the
Are you ready for the Wrestling Minute?
No, hold on.
There it is!
Now I'm ready. This is symbolic of how I'm
going
to make
Rick is going all in on his last ever appearance on Overtime, ladies and gentlemen. Cole, you got the music ready? Rick, you know how we do this. You have exactly 1 minute to update the people on the goings-on in the world of professional wrestling. I will update you in 15-second intervals. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cole, hit the music. 3, 2, 1, go!
The WWE sucks right now. But look, aside from the WWE sucking, they're doing a lot of things. Okay, Brock Lesnar is back. Did it make sense? No. But he won Money in the Bank. Somehow, stupid Mustafa Ali was just sitting there.
15.
Couldn't get it. Brock Lesnar now has the stupid Beast in the Bank is what they're calling it. Also, they introduced a brand new title, the 247 title. I don't care what anyone says. It's stupid. If you don't agree, 30. You're wrong, okay? It's the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. There is tension between Vince McMahon and Triple H. Triple H is going to tombstone his ass right through the ring. He's gonna go down. I was going to say something morbid. I stopped myself.
45.
Okay? Because he's old, all right? That's super lame. What else? AEW, new TV deal. That's incredible. Double or Nothing this Saturday night. Pay-per-view, Bleacher Report Live. That's
time.
Literally all I got.
Wow.
The rest of it is that's all you need to know right now. It's a bunch of stupid stuff. It's a bunch of horribly stupid stuff.
The intensity that Rick Butler went at that with the tie.
It's almost as stupid as picking Sandlot over Miracle. But it's not. I'm still not as stupid.
Never been a fan of the movie.
Okay. Do you want me to run a poll?
Never been a fan.
No. I'm running a poll. I'm
what?
Doing it.
I've
I'm
never
running
been
a, poll.
A fan.
I'm running a poll before this devolves into anarchy.
A fan of the actual game in real life? Yes. Fan
you
of the
guys,
movie? No.
Look. Cole has really let me down today in regards to...
I'm sorry.
In regards to this, how strongly he feels about it. He's let me down in regards to Friday Night Lights. I'm talking here, okay?
Whoa.
Tanner has let me down because he is claiming that the Santa Claus sucks as
I
a
didn't
Christmas
say
movie.
It sucked.
All right.
When did I say it?
I'm
sucked.
Happy this is the last day. You buffoons.
Rick's just spreading lies here. I never said it sucked. I enjoyed the Santa Claus movies. I enjoyed
believe.
The series. I said it wasn't. You said it's the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
It is.
And I politely disagreed, and you said I was an idiot. Because I politely disagree.
Well, which one of us is being polite now, okay? You deserved a worse name, buddy.
Letting the chopper spray on his last day of all over time.
I tweeted out the poll, by the way. It's on at FoxSportsKnox.com. At FoxSportsKnox on Twitter.
Let me go get on my burner account.
My bad.
We'll rig the voting.
Simple question. Better movie, The Sandlot or Miracle? Let me do another quick refresh right now because it's not going Rick's way already.
Early precincts, 100% Sandlot.
Just three votes in.
Three votes.
All right. Get.
Rick's going to sign into a bunch of burner accounts to just vote for Miracle.
I can't believe this. Hold on. Let me open up Twitter.
14 votes
Miracle.
In. 15 votes in, 80% Sandlot.
Eesh.
Ew.
This is wrong.
Oh.
Eesh.
This is
79-21 in favor of Sandlot.
This is bad. you guys are stupid.
Rick's entire.
We beat we won the Cold War. The greatest upset ever in sports history. The biggest upset since like David versus Goliath, and even that's debatable.
Seventy-4-26.
Chill out, man.
It's
catching up.
Catching up. 23 votes in.
Oh my gosh! You guys are just
Rick feels that people are questioning patriotism right now. Does this make you think our listeners,
you
are
guys,
unpatriotic? Do you think I'm unpatriotic right now?
No, because I don't know where the people are voting from. They could be voting from any country. We are a very international brand.
It's true.
Run radio.
I'm talking about me and Cole. Picking
yes,
Sandlot
you guys
over
are
Miracle.
Unpatriotic.
I'm offended by that notion.
You guys are probably USSR supporters.
Whoa!
Soviet Union has been dead for 30 years, almost. So
well, we thought Hydro was dead for like 100
years. Hey, I am a baseball supporter.
Spoiler alert.
I am a baseball supporter that is the backbone of American sports, which is debatable. But I support baseball over hockey.
We were Team USA for crying out loud. How do you get more patriotic than that?
You play the game that was first invented in America and not in
Canada.
That's what I thought. Canada. I still want to be wrong.
We were Team USA.
All baseball's Team USA.
Oh,
in
Callahan.
America.
I forgot the rest of the
Rick,
players.
Rick, I'm sorry. The actual game was fun. The movie, not so fun.
Now he's actually trashing the movie, Rick. I was not trashing the movie. I just said the Sandlot
was
better.
Yeah, that was trashing the
movie. Now you
have it's an all right movie.
No, you can't back. You
all
can't
right.
It's Cole, not you great. Can't backpedal. Make a stance. You all had to make a stance.
It's an all right movie. It's not as good as Sandlot.
You're teetering right now. You're teetering. You're just trying saying. To gain my trust back. It's not working.
It's now 88% Sandlot, 12% Miracle.
I don't know how much better of an argument I could put out for this movie. We ended the Cold War. What more do you need to know?
The Cold War didn't end for another 10 years.
Who's the no?
There was threat of mutually assured destruction every day throughout the entire 80s. Why do you think they made the movie Red Dawn in 1984? The Cold War was still going on.
Because it was just a movie. Miracle is real life. Look. Who was the Miracle? All right, Miracle has a whopping 80% on Rotten Tomato. Okay, it's got freaking what's his name, Kurt Russell. Okay, amazing. Kurt Russell probably also helped in the Cold War. Everyone loves him.
I do love Kurt Russell.
Sandlot. 60% on Rotten Tomato. I love the Sandlot, but
so does Rotten Tomatoes just determine everything now?
Well, we've referenced it like 7 times throughout this show so far.
You need to go in there and look at the fan vote compared to the critic vote. Movie critics are just known cynics.
All right, The Sandlot has an 89% audience score.
Okay, audience score for Miracle.
It is a I'm looking at 90%.
Oh wow!
Wow! Read it and weep.
By the skinniest of margins. Ooh!
Wow!
Don't matter.
Ooh!
Look, and this is tough for me because you guys are making me hate on one of my favorite movies, The Sandlot, Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Yeah, he's a
You know when he stole home versus the Dodgers? He pointed up to Smalls.
Yeah.
Heartwarming.
Yeah.
Amazing.
A moment they'll never forget.
Patriotism.
A moment they'll never forget.
But he played for the Dodgers, who represent Los Angeles. Miracle represented Team USA against the USSR. It's got everything going for it.
I'm still picking Sandlot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I am too. We need to update our picks this next break.
Let's go ahead and hit this break. We have Rick Butler participating in the birthday game for the final time.
You have my downfall of this show.
It is Cole versus Rick for the final time. This has been a matchup with the most drama, the most controversy. The final chapter will be written. This is going to be season 8, episode 6 of Game of Thrones coming up here. This is the battle for the birthday Iron Throne coming up next. Hopefully it won't get melted by a dragon. Spoiler. Although everybody knows what happened by now.
I like how we're fighting for the Iron Throne when the series history is like 90% you at minimum. But whatever the boss says over here.
But this is going to be it, though. This is the last final
Hey,
Titanic matchup.
If I win, Cole admits that Miracle's a better
Ooh,
movie.
No. Cole, you have your personal pride you're playing for coming up next.
That's
Cole
fine.
Versus Rick, birthday game up next. We have our poll update. Better movie, The Sandlot or Miracle? Right now, Rick Butler, I'm sorry, 134 votes casted and counting, 83% Sandlot. I told you were in the minority.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm disgusted.
Rick Butler questioning.
We must have a lot of international listeners. That's all I can say. Who don't
Soviet citizens.
Yeah, like you guys.
Former members of the KGB.
Yeah, like you guys.
We're leaving that behind us right now. We got some business to attend to.
Speak for yourself.
We have some real deal business to attend to. It is the final birthday game that Rick Butler will ever participate in here on Overtime.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
I know, right? End of an era.
I have about a 4.5% win percentage over my career.
Better than zero.
But I'll tell you what, each one of my wins, I have celebrated profusely.
That is true.
Really, a lot of your defeats, you have done the same. Except in agony.
One time when I lost, I like threw scissors at that wall.
You threw something. I don't know if it was scissors, but you threw something.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Will this be a celebration day, or will this be the final day of agony? Let's begin, gentlemen. This is going to be a best 3 out of 5.
Ooh!
I have 4 birthdays.
Ooh!
In a this day in history.
Yeesh.
So that might play in the Rick's hands.
It definitely will.
FDR.
It is not FDR. I will tell you that much.
Okay. Well, it makes you feel a little better.
It has nothing to do with the president. I will also
thank
tell you that.
God.
Dang it.
Let's begin the birthday game.
Oh, nervous,
gentlemen. First up, he is 39 years old today. He is a music artist. Let me get his country origin up, because I'm pretty sure he's not American. He is a Belgian-born Australian multi-instrumentalist and singer-songwriter. He's a one-hit wonder. He goes by a stage name that is just one name. A one-hit wonder known for the 2011 single "Somebody That I Used to Know."
Gautier?
Give it to
Gautier.
Call up 1-0. Did you like that song when it was released?
I
think it was fairly catchy.
Did you guys ever see the parody video for somebody did it, and it was Peyton Manning singing it about the Broncos and the Colts?
Uh-uh. I hadn't seen that. Oh,
no, I haven't.
Okay, I'll show you it after the show.
I was kind of indifferent about the original. I have heard covers of the song that I do like.
Well, happy birthday to the one-hit wonder himself, Gautier. 1-0 lead for Cole McCormick.
Yeah.
Next up here, he is 67 today. Let me get his little profile up here. This is somebody who also goes by a stage name as well. He's an American actor, TV personality, Rick Butler. He's also a retired professional wrestler. He's known mainly for two roles. He both did in the 80s here. First up, he played B.A. Baracus in the 1980s TV series The A-Team. And also
Mr. T?
Is Mr. T. And also Clubber Lang in Rocky III. A WWE Hall of Famer, Rick Butler.
Dang it. I didn't know he was in the WWE.
Used to be a wrestler.
Really?
He was at a WrestleMania. I think he was at the first WrestleMania, actually.
Really?
He was interesting. Yeah, within the first 3.
He pities the fool.
I really would not, like, even that whole time until you said it, like, his name was never crossing my mind as, like, former professional wrestler.
Did he come onto the scene as a wrestler first or an actor first?
Oh, actor first. Okay. And all of that.
Okay.
He just did wrestling as, like, a celebrity, like, fun thing, something like that. Rick Butler already on the edge of defeat, but there's still an opportunity. He has to get these next 3, though. So we had 2 people who are currently alive. Let's get to 2 dead people.
Ooh, R.I.P.
He would have been 52 today.
Wow.
He would have been 52. He passed away in 2007. He was a Canadian professional wrestler, 22-year career.
Not Bret Hart. Owen Hart?
No. He had a controversial, really sad, tragic end to his life.
Benoit?
It is Chris Benoit.
Well, that's the least depressing that's the most depressing victory I've ever gotten, right?
It's true.
Poor guy.
I mean, he was noble. Multi-time champion.
He was.
Legend.
If you go back and watch his ring work. Very good.
Unfortunately, did a lot of bad stuff to his brain.
Yeah. Really
what happened to him?
Match with Shawn Michaels.
Murder-suicide.
Ooh! Yeah.
Oh, double murder-suicide, actually.
Uh-huh. Ooh!
Yeah, killed his wife and son.
Oh, my goodness. Himself.
Yeah.
Eesh.
Yeah, that's why Rick said it was depressing.
Not a very good story.
Oh,
not
man.
A good story. Really didn't
I believe it was CTE, too.
Oh, his brain was mush.
Yeah.
Brain was absolutely mush.
It looks like when
like
you leave the pizza in the oven for like a little bit too
oh,
long.
Oh, my God!
Whoa!
I don't know about that. That's, we'll just move on here. 2-1, Cole.
Sheesh.
The last birthday today, before we do our This Day in History. This could force a This Day in History tiebreaker if Rick gets it. Someone else who's dead. He would have been 47 today. Birth name, Christopher George Latour Wallace. He was assassinated in 1997, known professionally by this stage name. He was an American rapper.
Notorious B.I.G.
It is. Biggie, the Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls. Cole gets the
B.I.G.
Unless, Cole, you would like to wager.
Yeah. Yeah,
for Rick Butler's last game.
Yeah.
For this day in history.
Insert Rick
winner
rules.
Take all. Rick I'm leaving up to Cole, though. Because I feel like Cole definitely got the Montreal screw job last week.
I did screw you over last week.
That's a good point.
But this is Rick's last game, and Cole has like an all-time like .993 win percentage.
That's also a good point.
So it's not really going to hurt him if he loses. I want this to be fun.
It will hurt his morals.
You know what, Colt? We're doing it.
No!
You took too long. You were thinking way too long.
I was going to say yes anyway. Let's go ahead and do it.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This isn't a 100 points thing. This is just a winner take all this day in history.
I will give you your victory back right now if you admit my movie's better.
No, I'll play for it.
Wow. Oh! He's dying on the hill, dying on the sandlot, one might say.
That's right. That's a good one. On the mound.
Too bad.
Dying on the
mound. Too bad the miracle is in my favor tonight.
Oh! I got it right here. Ooh. I actually could have picked from two of these that were actually kind of similar. I'm going to go with the later one, though. Okay. Our winner take all this day in history. No, I will not have you guess what year.
Thank God.
This is just
in
guess.
In hindsight, that sucked.
This is guess the person. Okay. On this date, let's see here, in 1927. This date in 1927, so almost 100 years ago. This American completed the first ever solo nonstop transatlantic flight.
Amelia Earhart?
It is not Amelia Earhart.
No, it's, what's his name?
The Wright brothers.
No, they invented
it. Oh, God, I know who it is. I can't think of his name.
He had
name,
a baby who was kidnapped.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A little later. That was very...
I don't even know.
Oh,
he flew in the spirit of St. Louis.
I know.
I high-key do not know.
Nobody gets it then.
Well, I'm gonna do the other one.
I'm going to do another one. It was Charles Lindbergh,
yes,
guys.
Yes, Charles Lindbergh. Yes. Dang it.
Since you already said I can't do this one, because also on this day, 1932, Amelia Earhart completed her first... she was the first woman to make a solo nonstop transatlantic flight.
Oh, wow. Really?
So y'all were kind of right, but it wasn't the one I was looking for.
Interesting.
Let me find something else here.
Wow.
I want this to be like very, very like at the buzzer type of thing here. Let me see. Man, this is... we had two really good ones, and now it's like really bad. I think I saw a good one up here. Let's do this day in history, May the 21st. What is it? Oh, this is a good one. Okay. You tell me the name of this organization that was founded on this day.
European Union.
It's not the European Union.
NATO.
Stop.
D-Generation X.
Stop.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Let me find the actual year and everything. When, what was the actual date, though? Okay. Here we go. Tennessee has tied it up against Auburn, by the way. While I'm killing time here to find, because they're listing a bunch of years here. What was the actual...
Well, isn't it May 21st?
No, I'm looking at... They're giving a bunch of years here. Okay. We'll do the American version of this foundation here. This foundation received its first U.S. federal charter in the year 1900.
Red Cross.
It is the American Red
Cross. Oh, come
Cross.
On. Oh, come on. Whatever.
I walk alone!
On his last day! His last day of overtime! His last birthday game! Rick Butler brings it home thanks to the American Red Cross. Founded by Clara Barton.
Thank you. I would like to say a couple things. I would like to thank Kurt Russell. I would like to thank Patricia Clarkson, Noah Emmerich, Sean McCann, Eddie Cahill, Patrick O'Brien Dempsey. I would also like to thank the real life Jack O'Callaghan, Jim Craig, Mike Aruzioni. I play for the United States of America. Herb Brooks, Craig Patrick. I'd like to thank all these guys. Tonight, fellas, I had the miracle on my side. And now I think we need to redo our entire best sports movie bracket. I think that's... If that's not symbolism, I don't know what is. I really don't.
81-19, The Sandlot.
Chill out, man. Let me have my moment.
Rick's still getting dominated on the internet.
I would like to thank the Team USA hockey team for ending the Cold War.
Anything you would like to say about the Soviet Union?
Suck it.
Anything you would like to say about communism in general?
Suck it.
Yep.
Real quick, we did miss a very important birthday for today.
Oh, who?
Do you believe
today,
miracles?
I don't know how old he is, but today is Johnny Major's birthday.
What?
Yeah. I saw it in my Facebook memories. I had a picture
of
him.
Oh, you thought you were going to get that one today, huh?
I knew that would
have
been.
Big boy?
One.
He saw it in his Facebook memories. He stored it. He stored it away.
I did.
Good thing I didn't see it. It's like that meme of Arthur, like DW, like she's reading that sign or whatever. It's like this sign can't stop me. I don't know how to read. Just like me. I didn't know.
Oh.
Rick, you got one more segment left.
Yeah.
In overtime. I think you're on cloud nine right now outside of the way the polls are going against you.
Clearly, we just have a lot of international voters. Does not faze me one bit.
A lot of communist voters.
Well, your words, not mine.
I'm just saying that's what you think.
Not wrong entirely.
One more segment to go here on this Tuesday edition of Overtime.
Come on, American voters, help me out.
One more segment to go in
Hop
Rick
on
Butler's
the
tenure on Overtime. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. We will be back to wrap it up here on Fan Run Radio. Coming up next. Back on Overtime, wrapping up the show here on this Tuesday. Let's go ahead and go over to the Fan Run phone lines. We got Roger waiting for us here. Roger, what you got for us tonight, man?
First, how y'all doing?
Roger, doing pretty good, buddy.
Cool. Good to talk to y'all. Talked to y'all tonight in a while. I just wanted to ask y'all about baseball. I know we're playing right now. Do you think Tennessee can win tonight?
Well, it ain't looking too bad right now, Roger. It's currently tied at two right now, bottom of the fifth. And there looks to be a fire alarm going off right now at the stadium down there. Y'all see this on the TV right now?
Yeah, I see.
Some fire alarm going off right now. But the game's tied at two right now. Auburn has runners on the corners right now, but there's one out. So, you know, Tennessee's been hanging in there. It's still like a long game left to play. I think Tennessee has it in to at least get one victory down there in Hoover Ranch.
Okay, I got you. I just want to ask you. You mentioned about Smokey taking over for the big on Ken Van. I just want to ask you is when you know when that thought to summer thoughts.
Hey, Roger, appreciate the phone call, brother. Out of time here. I'll look that up real quick, or somebody can. Actually, Rick, look that up real quick if you can.
What do you want me to look up?
The first stop on the Summer Smoky Tour.
Okay.
When that kicks off and everything. While you do that, Cole, you got the audio radio of Aaron Rodgers here.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, who made a cameo in Game of Thrones Episode 5 of the final season here. Somebody being in the show, technically, he gave his thoughts on the series finale. He, like a lot of people, very divisive topic, he was not satisfied with the show's conclusion. Here's what Aaron Rodgers himself had to say.
It wasn't the guy that got burned up, and I'm disappointed in every person who would actually say that was me, because if you watch that person run, they're a total non-athlete.
You gotta say that!
Total non-athlete.
That.
And I wasn't the archer either, although that person definitely looked like me.
So you were the one near the bell tower?
Sure.
Sure. Were you satisfied with the ending of Game of Thrones?
No. I love the show, and it was a great 10 years, but no. I mean, you come down to the end, and Tyrion says the person with the best story is Bran, who, by the way, three episodes ago said he wasn't Bran Stark anymore. No, Jon had a better story. Dany had a better story. Arya had a better story. Sansa had a better story. Tyrion had a better story. Varys had a better story. Bronn, a lot better story. Jaime, better story. Cersei, probably better stories. Any Baratheon, better story.
So who should have been on the throne?
I mean, I think Danny should have been on the throne. Here's the thing, though. Here's my last theory about it. If Bran, the three-eyed raven, who's you know all about the health of the realm, let's think about what he did. He basically wanted the throne the whole time because he's the one that told the Starks, knowing that Sansa would tell Tyrion, knowing that Tyrion would talk to Varys, knowing they'd scheme for Dany's death, knowing that would piss her off, which led her to be the Mad Queen. So he, the entire time, kind of set this whole thing up, and at the end he goes, oh yeah, I don't want to be king. Oh, but why did I travel all this way to be here? No. Look, I love the opportunity to be in the show, which most people probably don't think I was, but I was there. I love the show, but you know, the writers were also doing Star Wars, so I think they might have been a little busy this last season.
Rick Butler, thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? You're probably in agreement.
Now, Aaron Rodgers, he's a man of the people. That's what he is. He makes total sense. He's one of us. He can make millions of dollars. He can be one of the best quarterbacks. He's one of us. Tanner, thank you for letting me be on Overtime.
Absolutely.
For so long. I really appreciate it.
Plug your new show real quick.
May 28th, 1 week from today, The Blitz, 10 a.m. to noon. Myself, Brandon Ork, Chance Collins. It's going to be incredible. Please come join us. We'd love for you to be there. May 28th, The Blitz.
Heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. For Rick Butler and Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. We will be back with more Overtime, same time, same place tomorrow. See you then.